Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hola.
Hey, I took a trip to Hawaii, actually, and Kauai, to be specific, and staying at a hotel, drinking, you know. There was really good waves out there, and it seemed like they're kind of far out, and it just couldn't tell the size at the time. But I decided to borrow one of the hotel's boogie boards, and it was like a foam, you know, ratty board. And then they didn't have any fins that would, you know, that people use for bodyboarding. And so they gave me some dive fins, and I went paddling out there, and I get out there, and it's like 12 foot overhead. And I'm from Southern California, so I know how to surf. I know how to do all that. But I was pretty intoxicated at the time. And I'm using some terrible gear. And so anyways, it's about like a foot and a half deep water, too, above a reef. Oh, man, I got worked. I mean, worked. I lost the board, lost the fins.
Oh, damn, man.
I mean, and then I'm getting dragged across the reef. I mean, I can't even paddle in because it gets shallower and then waves across. Oh, it was terrible.
How bad did the coral tear you up?
Oh, dude, I was leaking blood when I got out.
Yeah.
And the only reason I got out was because I would wave my arms and stuff from, and people from shore that were getting ready to come out. Then dude in the logboard put me on his board, and we paddled in.
That was a mistake I made on a surfboard. But you just got to flop. If you go in that far and you're still up and you don't realize how far you've gone in, you look down. It's a foot. And you're like that. You really just gotta.
It's all that black coral.
You gotta belly flop flat. You just gotta put it right on your stomach.
That's right. Busting my knee open, taking a surf lesson in Hawaii. I'm like, I'm there. My wife's like, let's take surfing lessons. Like, fine. And they warned us about the black coral. But the first time I actually got good footing on the surfboard, and I'm actually headed toward the shore, this little girl wanders off the beach, like in my direct path.
Oh.
And I'm not a good enough surfer to do anything other than bail. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not turning the surf, but either I'm going to take this girl's head off or I'm just going to bail. No big deal. I bail. And, of course, I landed knees first on the coral. I cannot explain how bad that hurts, man. But it's not the end of the world. It's like, okay, whatever. So I paddle the surfboard back out because surfing is just hurry up and wait all the time. So paddle my ass back out there. I'm next to the surfing instructor. And this guy is almost like the stereotype of a surfing teacher, man. Just, you know, everything's about right here. So I say, hey, look, man, you know, I'm not trying to be paranoid or anything, but my knees are bleeding. I know sharks are attracted to blood, but I'm just asking because we're in the middle of the ocean, you know, and it's Hawaii. So, like, should I go back in? Is this cool, man? Or are there really sharks out here? Dude just looks at me. He's like, we'll see, man.
Oh!
Okay.
That's it?
We'll see. Yeah. Not, hey, you got nothing to worry about. Not, you should have something to worry about. Just, yeah, we'll see. I'm like, okay. Then. I did two more runs before I went in because I could not get that out of my head after that. I already look like the thing it wants to eat because I look like a seal because I'm on top of a surfboard. I'm leaking blood out of my body. And Spicoli over here seems completely unmoved, but just like, yeah, I don't know.
How are you supposed to get off the surfboard if there's all that coral?
You're supposed to flop before that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to either jump off or you can kneel down if you want. But I was going to
slow the board down, right?
You can. So I just took a hard left. And then when I took a hard left, I was like, oh, man, it got shallow fast. So I was in deeper water. I took a left to bail. And when I took a left, I realized I slowed my board down. I'm screwed. Now I just got to flop on it because I was kind of wobbling. I'm like, I dove back out.
Yeah.
And it was still a foot of water.
And I just wanted to kick the board away from this girl, right? So I kick the board one way, I go the other way. And again, in my mind, I'm just going to land in the water. And it did. And then about 6 inches under that water is a coral, man. Seriously, like it almost gives me goosebumps going
also,
on. Right?
It's the worst thing to do. But when you're not as good as the other guys out there, you try to kind of stay away and out of their realm.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is the side of the really good part of the wave. That's not where people are really surfing, but I'd surf over there just so I don't screw with someone else.
Exactly.
But that's not the ideal place to be surfing based on safety either, especially for exactly. someone who's not a good surfer. So it's like a double-edged sword. You're like, you don't want to screw with anybody because they'll literally punch you in the face out there.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Or, you know, you
I mean, I think sharks,
take
though,
a crappy run.
As far as, like, sort of dangerous things, I mean, I think swimming in the ocean is, like, law of averages put to the best.
No, you're 100%
right.
Because,
I mean,
right?
Like, I've swam in beaches in South Carolina, the Outer Banks, where there's sharks, but there's no lifeguards.
Yeah. I mean, look,
you just
kind of
go,
well,
I'll risk it.
Normally, wouldn't really cross my mind, other than how everyone has kind of their Jaws thing. You look at the ocean, you think of Jaws, you move past it, you get in the water. But the fact that I was actively bleeding, and we're in Hawaii.
Correct.
And I don't know if there's more shark attacks there, or it's just the fact that people are in the water more often, but I'm like, dude, you're in Maui, in the ocean, and you are actively bleeding out of both sides of your body, and this guy has done nothing to bring me comfort as far as, does this matter? Even if he had said, yes, you should worry about this, fine. It's a definitive answer. Saying, we'll see, really implies that, like, literally, we'll see if a shark shows up.
Have you done one of those things before where you and your buddies challenge, swim to the buoy at night and come back?
I've had people challenge me.
That is the most
it.
Terrifying thing.
Not
I've
at night.
Ever done
the ocean
in my life.
At night's pretty frightening.
That was the most. That was the most terrified. I think.
But
one
you
of
did
the,
it.
One of the more. Yes, and I swam fast. I mean, as fast as I possibly could. But I was not comfortable with this. It was a nightmare. I could not believe. They just basically just were kids.
Yeah.
You get talked
challenge
in,
each other.
You get talked into it. I was like, man, I've seen Jaws. There's a scene like this. We
how the
all
movie
seen
starts.
Jaws. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. They even make it a point to show you the buoy.
And I was being logical. Like, they can't see you.
But they
it's
can
night
smell time. You.
Yes, they can.
They can feel you. All that stuff. And the thing is, and I get it. Like, look, when people panic, you do things faster. So, you know, an animal's chasing you, you run. You're not going to outrun the animal chasing you, but you still run. So, and you said, I'm swimming as fast as I can. Just compared to how we swim to every other aquatic thing, doesn't matter. You might as well take in your time.
What happened in, on, or because of the water? 206-803-RIDE.
Phone lines just dropped. God
okay.
Damn.
Let's go down to Florida. New information is being released. We told you the story a few weeks back about the gruesome alligator attack that happened in Florida last month that left a woman dead. The massive alligator knocked over a canoe with a married couple aboard, killing the wife after snatching her and dragging her under fresh water in central Florida. The attack took place near the mouth of the Tiger Creek in Lake Kissimmee. The 11-foot,
Jesus,
5-inch alligator bit the woman and pulled her underwater out of the canoe. The attack killed the woman, who was 61 years old. Here's what officials said took place the day of the attack. Just after 4 o'clock, officers from Polk County Sheriff's responded to the reported alligator incident. Now, investigators said a preliminary investigation found the victim was canoeing with her husband when they encountered an alligator, causing both individuals, to fall into the water.
That is terrifying.
The wife was immediately bitten on the torso, and efforts by her husband to assist her were unsuccessful. The alligator then performed a death roll and swam away with his wife.
Oh!
Jesus. According to Seeley, who said his wife's body was later found and recovered, a state-contracted nuisance alligator trapper arrived, did capture the alligator, responsible for the attack, and it was dispatched, meaning it was killed.
Yeah, dispatched.
So
right.
The attack remained under investigation on June 26. I read something about an incident that happened on a lake in South Carolina involving some swimmers. My question is this. We know that South Carolina and freshwater have alligators.
Yeah.
Would you swim in a lake in South Carolina?
No. No.
Alligators exist in lakes in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So they're that far north. To me, that is off limits on freshwater swimming.
Or there's alligators in it, or
the potential for alligators to be in it. We have a story coming up about a bear that swam 30 miles to an island off the coast of British Columbia, a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Look, alligators do move around. If there is a pond 5 miles away, they'll get there. You could say this lake has never had an alligator.
It will.
But it's going to.
Yeah.
And one will get there. And there will be one there. You just might be the first one to find it.
Right.
I hear you're right. But I feel like if I was in North Carolina and somebody was just like, no, there's never been one here. They don't come that far north. I'd be like, all right, I'll get in.
See, that's to me, that's where
you're thinking logically. I just know me.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Probably would not. And I go back to Jaws, right? I knew the Jaws could not fit in my bathtub. But after the movie came out, even as a kid, like, I don't want to get in the bathtub.
What happened in on or because of the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. So mine takes place 25 years ago, so it has a very happy ending. Backpacking through Lake Powell with my boyfriend at the time. We're engaging in some illicit activity of all sorts of kinds, you know, very young, very beautiful location, having kind of like a doors vacation.
Oh, so you're tripping on acid and having sex.
Pretty much.
All right.
In the sun, on the rocks. Yeah, that's pretty much.
The quick math.
Yeah. It was a almost month-long vacation, came back, found out I was pregnant, and we've been married for 25 years.
Oh, damn. Okay, does your kid know they're an acid baby?
Yes.
Oh, really? How do you bring that up to them? Like, you know, what age do you say, by the way, we were tripping on acid?
How old's the kid now?
It'd be almost 25.
Okay, all right.
So, it's just very chill about it. Like, this is matter of fact. I mean, don't do it till you're 18. Don't do it while you're in the house, but this is what happened. I mean, I'm not going
to
lie.
No, it sounds like a great time.
Well, it's not about lying. I just don't need to know the details. Like, if my parents said, hey, the night you were conceived, I don't know, we saw this movie, I go, cool. And then it'd be like, your mom was wearing just the right underwear, man, and I'm telling you, I pitched a tent. But oh, like that, I don't need to know all of this.
I know when my second child was conceived.
Okay. Yeah, I know when both of mine were.
And that.
I don't share that story. I just say there's a day we find out your mom was pregnant.
The first one was one of those, I believe, that we were attempting to get pregnant. So she had one of those things like, oh, we have to have sex now.
Oh, right. The schedule there.
Oh, yeah. And I think we did it.
I'm ovulating.
I think for like 3 or 4 days, as much as possible in this little window of time. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But my second child was not a planned child.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time... It was a little bit more dirty, kinky.
Okay.
You know,
this is not baby making sex.
There was not a lot of kissing going on.
Right.
This one was just absolutely.
A lot of mouths, but no kissing.
I was taking a lot of commands on this one.
Yes.
Basically being. Yeah. So I know how just ridiculous that one was. I mean, it was. Man, it was bad.
Are you ever going to share that with your young daughter?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I know. I still remember it. I still remember it going, oh, my God, I cannot believe as filthy as that was.
You can get pregnant doing that.
That was the time that went down. I should have just named her Filthy.
Yeah.
That was filthy.
Filthy Montgomery?